how to develop the former West End Fire Hall located on La Marchant Road. Earlier this week, they put out a request for proposals that would preserve the existing building while also encouraging new development for the vacant property. St. John's Firefighters President Craig Smith, well, he's raising concerns about the future of the site, and he does have questions for council. Lucky for us, he joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time. So as the city accepts proposals on the West End Fire Hall, your old digs, I imagine, what would you like to see them keep in mind?
Well, the station has been closed now for about five years. And I mean, it's a beautiful piece of architecture in the old historic part of the city, the West End, where the original expansion of our city came through in the early 1940s, post the Second World War. And you know, we as an association, our retired members, over the years since the new Central Fire Hall was relocated to Harvey Road. You know, the city and the department and retired members have acquired, hundreds of pieces of artifacts dating back decades and decades, firefighting apparatus, equipment, the old call system before, you know, phones were even in every home in the center of the city. And to be honest, a couple of years ago, we had a conference in St. John, New Brunswick, and during that conference, we ended up doing a little bit of tour around St. John, and they have an old fire station in that city. And I must say, hats off to the province of New Brunswick and to the city of St. John. They have an old station similar to, you know, what we're looking at the West End, where it's a piece of their history. And the government and the city, there was a different ownership structure in place with New Brunswick. However, they have a museum within their old station that shows the artifacts, shows the old engines, and a piece of what, you know, time that has been lost. And you know, it's operated during the summer months, during tourism season, by students, and I'm assuming they're through co-op programs, creating summer employment. And the St. John Firefighters house their association offices on the second floor. And when we were there a couple of summers ago, when we seen this idea and seen how highly it was spoken of, not just by the members, but by some people that we ran into on the street, the idea came to our minds, you know, this West Fire Station has a tremendous amount of history with us, and this is something that we should probably look towards and look for our city. The West End Fire Hall, originally Central Fire Station, this dates back to when we were with, as far as a British colony, before we were even part of Canada. And the Central Fire Hall was the very first building that was built, and the West Fire Station was the second one. The third of that era in the 1940s, the new construction, they had wooden structures prior to that, and the West End was on New Gower Street, actually, the original one. But the East End station that has now turned into a beautiful brewery down there was a third of its kind. This West Fire Station dates back almost 80 years. It's a part of our history dating back to when we were a British colony. There was an article that was done in 2017, and CBC actually did the article. And it was featured by a gentleman named Jerry Dick, who was the Province's Heritage Foundation. Yeah, the director at the time. And I mean, it was a really good article, and he really expressed his concerns about, the architecture, the bygone architecture era, where this building was actually built, and the Heritage Society, Heritage Foundation's willingness to want to see this building and several others in the city deemed heritage properties, and to, you know, for the purpose of maintaining our history and creating. You know, the old St. John's is the old St. John's. We need to keep up with modern times, and that's, of course, that's the modern architecture and construction. However, I mean, we claim to be the oldest city in North America, where we have tremendous deep heritage in the city of St. John's in Newfoundland and Labrador. And this actually building is the very last city-owned property of that era from the 1940s prior to us becoming a part of the Confederation. And Mr. Dix at the time, he references it's a very simple building. However, it was a Heritage Foundation wanted to create an architecture era in St. John's similar to the I.J. Sampson, that which that building is now no longer here. Typically, heritage buildings, you know, you look at 100-year-old properties, but this building now is into its 80-something year, and it will be 100 years old in a very, very short period of time. And, you know, the city of St. John's, the mayor of St. John's, the deputy mayor, all the city councilors, they have a major role. I mean, they have the most important role in this city to preserve a major piece of history, and by preserving the architectural heritage of what we have in the city of St. John's. You know, we know there's a cost involved. We know there's costs of upkeeping and so on and so forth. However, the RFP, we approached the city of St. John's about a year ago. We met with the mayor and we proposed this idea of having a museum on the main level of that building, remove it from Center Fire Hall. Our current museum is located in the foyer of our administration offices. And really, it's seen by very little people. Like, most don't even know it exists. And this property here would allow the public, the citizens here, tourists that we come into the city, it would allow them to see a part of St. John's, part of the history of St. John's, and at the same time, the city could maintain the singular piece of property that exists during this era. I mean, in conjunction with that, in 2001, I believe it was, 2001, the Heritage Foundation, Newfoundland Labrador, a gentleman by the name of Dale Jarvis, he actually drafted a document on the history of the Central Fire Hall and the West Fire Stations, and gave some errors about, you know, in 1939, Superintendent Codner wrote that the structures in the older building in New Gower Street were starting to rot away, and because of the expansion of the city and going into Cornwall Avenue area, you know, his strong recommendation that a new building be built. And the building, this West Fire Station, was designed by a firm of William D. McCarter, an architecture firm, who at the time, the 1942-1944 era, had their offices at the Royal Bank Building downtown.